This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Shall we begin?
Expecto Patronum!
Tell me, what's a timberman want with being a wiki?
Just looking to earn a living, just like any man. Starting new.
On the run. Keeping secrets, are you?
No, sir.
Watch you spill your beans.
Hello, everyone. You are listening to Popcorn Culture. I'm Lee Chui Lin. And with me, as always, Arvind Yuvaraj, Sharmila Ganesan. And today we're reviewing something that isn't new exactly. It's actually a movie from 2019, but it is new to watch here in Malaysia. It just landed on HBO Go, I believe. And that is Robert Eggers's The Lighthouse.
Which I will admit, I literally didn't hear about until you guys said we should review it.
So okay.
I'm very excited. When I heard about The Witch, which is what Eggers did previously, and people kept telling me it's the most terrifying film you'll ever watch, I kind of just switched off to anything Eggers related. But I'm so glad I watched this because it's such a weird, amazing, weird film.
It's one of my favorite things I've watched this year.
Just going to say that up front. Yeah, totally. Robert Pattinson and Willem Dafoe, and that's really all.
It's also the worst date night movie that they could get. Like, if you were looking for something, it's not the like the Friday night, Saturday night kind of film.
How dare you? It's great. I don't get it. It's a great conversation starter.
If you
can
get through a date stuck in a lighthouse, your partner's for life.
It's such a popcorn flick, this thing. I think The Lighthouse is so, like you said, it's so weird. And I think you have to be in that sort of mental wavelength where you have to want to watch The Lighthouse to enjoy it. It's not something you recommend to someone. It's not something you throw at someone. It's not even something that you tell someone to watch in their free time, because it is such a strange, such a offbeat film from someone who is generally very offbeat. But I enjoyed it 100%. I'm glad I saw it. But just a fair warning, it's not something you watch casually on a weekday night.
I've been trying to figure out how to talk about this because I recognize that all three of us love it and therefore that we're going to recommend it. And I was wondering if I can recommend it wholeheartedly to anybody, you know, as a sort of anybody should watch it. And a part of me wants to simply because I just think it's such a good film. Mm-hmm. Another part of me recognizes, okay, so this is the story.
I'm so glad we left it to you.
Yeah, this is the story such as it is. It takes place on a very deserted rock, essentially, on which there is a lighthouse. Two people are dropped off there. Willem Dafoe, who is a seasoned lighthouse keeper, a wiki, and his assistant, Robert Pattinson. And then, you know, Willem Dafoe's character sort of mistreats him in a very mentor-mentee kind of way, do this, do that, scrub the floors. And they think that he's going to be able to get off the island, but he does not because a storm comes and disrupts everything.
Yes.
And then they start drinking to excess and things go insane.
Yes. So I described it to a friend as two lonely guys get stuck on a lighthouse and slowly start going mad in their own ways. This was before I watched it. But I get what you mean. Like, I would struggle with recommending this to people because I feel like people are going to come back and yell at me, even though I wholeheartedly think it's a great film. And what makes it so great is just that the film doesn't... How do I put this without spoiling it? So there's so much going on in the movie, but really it's one of those movies that you can also pare it down and take away what you wish. And whether that's a horror story, whether that's a sort of thriller, whether that's a mystery, whether it's some supernatural crazy thing.
Bro comedy.
Yeah, there's, mm-hmm. like every genre you can imagine is probably in here, even a little bit of romance. So like it's fascinating. It's such a great example of the kind of filmmaking people maybe don't dare to try to do anymore.
Yeah. And when we say that two people are stuck on an island, they are like stuck with each other. Like they hate each other.
They sleep in the same room.
It's a small island. Yeah.
small island, small lighthouse, smaller rooms, and they're just stuck. Like, they hate being there. And they both have their own, like, quirks and their way of living and their way of doing things that get at each other all the time. So that's the baseline story. There's a lot more that happens. Obviously, we can't talk about it because it would spoil, like, some reveals and certain other things. But when the movie started, and it started in, like, a 4:3 aspect ratio thing, like, it's shot in 4:3, I almost rolled my eyes. I was like, another one of these people shooting with the weird aspect ratios.
And black and white.
But I just want to say that it's not pretentious filmmaker stuff. The black and white is there for a very deliberate reason. Like, it creates, like, a very weird vibe to the story. It also, and the 4:3 shooting it like that creates, like, claustrophobia. So if you are claustrophobic, this movie is not going to do you, like, any favors, because it just amps the being stuck in a tight spot feel of the film, which I think is something that Robert Eggers is really good at doing. And he dials that up to 11 in this film.
So in my, like, trying to tell the story but not tell too much of the story, I mentioned the relationship. And I do think that's important, because there is a very specific dynamic that exists between, I didn't say their names because they don't use their names until about 45 yes. minutes in or something. Mm-hmm. But essentially, Willem Dafoe plays Thomas Wake, Tom, and Robert Pattinson plays
Ephraim Winslow.
Yeah. And so the dynamic is really important, because when we say stuck and hate each other, it's for very specific reasons. Like, you know, Thomas does not treat Ephraim well. He does not allow him to get anywhere near the light of the lighthouse. He doesn't allow him to actually do... He kind of sets him off on menial tasks. But at the same time, they also have shared intimacy, because every night they have to sit down to dinner that one of them cooks. And then they talk about their pasts. They maybe lie about their pasts. It's never entirely sure whether either of them is telling the truth. And so that weird tension in the dynamic is set up from the very beginning. And it's that tension that carries the film all the way through.
Mm. And yesterday you mentioned that this week we're expanding on different ways masculinity is shown on screen. And, you know, The Lighthouse is such a great example of that particular dynamic that happens, especially in a certain generation of men, when they are forced to be together and there's this sort of subordinate superior relationship.
Alpha male.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. but also that they are internally struggling with their own demons. And this movie just both presents it straight up in a very horrifying way, but also parodies it and upends it and turns it around and twists it. And there's so much joy to be had watching these two actors, and in their own ways also representative of very different ideas. Robert Pattinson, you know, is a heartthrob who's now trying to do serious cinema very well, yeah. I'll say. And Willem Dafoe is just that classic crusty old man type. It's great watching them play off each other. The movie's so smart in the way it sort of twists that idea of what it means to be men.
And they're both at, like, opposites at all times. And I don't mean this in, like, an offensive way at all, but there are two people who, Robert Pattinson, it's very difficult to make him look bad. And Willem Dafoe, it's very difficult to make him look good in the traditional sense. So they have, it's, and I say that because it lends to the film. In a way, it's like they sort of make fun of each other using those physical attributes in funny ways, in cruel ways, in witty ways, in all kinds of ways. So I love how they play with two people. And this is another thing we spoke of off air. It's like, if you wanted to get two people to work with each other, I don't think you could have picked a better pair than these two.
I did not miss other people. I mean, I'm sure they did.
It's important to say it is really only the two of them.
Yes, the two of them arguing, laughing, dancing, singing, trying to kill each other, trying to save each other, trying to just sit there and eat food.
Doing some pretty unmentionable things to themselves.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. There's just a lot going on. And through all of it, I did not once think, God, I wish someone else's face was on screen right now. I was just really captivated. And their performances are so incredibly all out. You know, it's really a everything on the table kind of performance from both of them. And it's such a rewarding watch. I don't know how else to describe it.
So I think I'm so used to seeing 147% from Willem Dafoe that I kind of knew what I would be getting from him, even though he actually, I don't mean that in a bad way. He manages to dial it back enough in some ways where you really do feel like, okay, what's going on now? Mm. But Robert Pattinson was such a revelation. I mean, being able to stand against that, the full glare of the crazy that Willem Dafoe can bring to the screen, and just sort of play it, and in his own way, actually sometimes out-crazy him.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. Which was, I was shocked because, yeah, I think Robert Pattinson continues to surprise me in the new roles that he takes on, and this one was really a very, very impressive one.
I think this is the movie that helped him the most, like to escalate him or bring him out of the Twilight funk. I think The Lighthouse is the one because it did a lot of like festival rounds early last year or in the middle of last year. And it sort of pulled him out of that, you know, that typecast that he was suffering for like many, many years after Twilight. So it did him a lot of favors.
We're talking about a movie that we're very excited about that I think none of us expected to be this excited about. And that is Robert Eggers' The Lighthouse. If you've seen it, if you plan to watch it, you can WhatsApp 018-789-8899 and tweet us at BFM Radio.
Brainy, fancy material. BFM 89.9.
What? What?
What?
What?
What?
What?
What?
What? What?
What?
What
I mean?
What? That's the trouble with you.
That's the trouble with ye.
With you!
Ye!
No! No!
Hello, everybody. You are listening to Popcorn Culture with Lynn, Sharmila, and Arvin. And together, we're reviewing The Lighthouse again. This is not a new movie per se, but it never made it to our shores. And it's currently available to watch on HBO Go or on Astro On Demand, I suppose. And we've talked about as much as we can, I think, about the story without being able to say more, because it does spoil it, I think, somewhat to know which direction or the flips and the flops, right? I just want to say, though, that sometimes when you watch an art house film and you come out of it wanting to talk to people, you come out of it with questions, you also come out of it with an unsettled feeling of dissatisfaction, you know, because sometimes endings are ambiguous or you're just like, what did I just watch? I found The Lighthouse a very cathartic watch, and I think that's because it's such an extreme film. So many extremes of emotion are on display. There are moments where it's laugh out loud funny, and it goes from, I'm going to tear your throat out, I'm so angry, to laugh out loud funny. And between those two things, between the, you know, going along for the ride, I found it really cathartic. I don't know if you guys agree.
No, I completely agree. I think it's just because that outpouring of emotion that you watch, maybe it's also this time that we're in, right, where you're not actually doing very much more. So just having that space to feel the things you'd watch, that you'd feel if you've watched 10 different films, feeling them all in one. I love this interview that Robert Eggers gave where he says, you know, I want everyone to be able to watch this movie. Someone will come in and they'll be like, what is this Hungarian art house film I've walked into? And then Willem Dafoe farts and then they realize, oh, hey, I can watch this. And I was like, yes, that's exactly what this is.
The farts happen in the first 5 minutes, by the way.
Yes.
Just in case you were wondering.
If they bother you, then yeah.
I feel like you mentioned, it's like going to like a rock concert or like a metal concert where you pay to see people shout at each other or you pay to see people make a lot of noise and you know what you're getting. So you expect people to dial it to 11, you expect people to go overboard and that's what they do. So there's a lot of shouting, there's a lot of physicality, there's a lot of conveying messages through body language and like strong body language and you get all of that in this film, like 101%. The other thing is, I think a lot of people might need subtitles. I needed subtitles for the film because Robert Eggers has a habit of making period pieces and then making them speak in a way in old English that is accurate to that time period. So he did the same thing with The Witch, so you can't understand what anyone's saying. And he did the same thing here where a lot of the language gets lost in the accent and gets lost in the choice of words because it comes from that era. So I don't know. That's one thing that I noticed. Like I needed to turn on subtitles a bunch of times to understand what Willem Dafoe was saying. And at times, even what Robert Pattinson was saying.
I can get that. Because Willem Dafoe speaks in sailor language, yeah, right? Half the time he's speaking like sort of a crusty old sailor.
He's yarning.
Mm. Yeah, he is yarning. And I get that. I also think I did want to touch on the art housey aspects because, Arvin, you talked about the aspect ratio. I think there's also the fact that when it comes to the story and the kind of archetypes that these characters may or may not occupy, it all gets very mythical because the story itself is really sparse. You know, you could look at it as it's about, maybe it's about gaslighting, maybe it's about a power struggle, maybe it's about two men trying to make their way in the world, insanity. But it could also be viewed in through a very, very mythical, this is the sea. You know, you have to worry about the sea gods kind of lens.
No, and there are straight up scenes, you know, speaking of the way it looks, that are just, you know, you can see it's a frame, it's a painting. You know, there are scenes that are inspired by paintings of Greek mythology. There are scenes that definitely look like they draw from sea lore, that's right, and creatures that live in you know, oceans. Some parts look Lovecraftian. So there's a lot of influences here that's been drawn on. So it's not just a, hey, sleight of hand, you know, it's a sort of mind F kind of movie. There's a lot of thought being put into it. And I think that's what's enjoyable about something like this, because you watch it and on one level, there's all of this bonkers stuff going on screen, but there's always stuff that it reminds you of. You may not immediately know what the connections are. I know I sound like a real nerd, but I love it when I watch a movie and then I immediately want to go look up references.
Yeah, but at the same time, that's what makes it so difficult to review this film. Because you could say you don't like it, and it's very easy to argue that maybe you didn't understand it. Or you could say you love it, and it's very easy to argue that you love it because it's an art film. You know, it's one of those like prestige projects that does very well at like festivals, so you like it for the sake of liking it. And I found myself wondering, do I like it because I heard so much about The Lighthouse, or do I just love it because it's a great film? And I decided that it's because it's a great film. But it is a very, very tough review. Like, what do you look at? Because it's so subjective. It's so sort of like, quote unquote, up to you what you think about it. It's so open-ended in so many scenes. There's very little structure, and there's very little like rigid sort of storytelling in The Lighthouse. You can decipher it like any which way and come out either loving it or hating it.
Now, with that said, right, it is very tight. It's not a long movie. It's about an hour 40, something like that. And I think that it makes really good use of the time that it has, because it transitions from scene to scene with a surprising clip and pace. And I think that part of that is after a while, the characters lose the ability to tell time, or at least one of them in particular seems to lose the ability to discern whether it's days or weeks or months that are passing. And so I think that the way that the movie is shot and edited in particular, and the way that some scenes are framed, because you have images that are very indelible, done in almost the classic Hitchcockian sense, where it's a setup where this scene is meant to look a very specific way. People are lit very deliberately. People are shot, say, from certain angles very deliberately to denote weakness, strength, what, you know, threat. And so I like those things very much, because yes, there's no structure. Yes, there are, you know, all those things, I agree, but it isn't a meandering art house film. You don't go into it and you sit with it and you're like, this is a tone poem. You know, it's not that kind of film.
Yeah, no, and to that point of how do you, which was the question you started with, actually, how do you kind of tell someone whether, how does someone enjoy this film if they were divorced from the this is a good film? I think the thing is, the only thing one needs to know is maybe don't go in with expectations and see where it takes you. Because actually, everything is so compelling. Even if you come to the end and you didn't understand what happened, you know, the 2 hours before, you're so compelled by the things that happen, the performances, the craziness, the weird birds. There's just so much. It's, you know, every scene is so packed with things that fascinate you that it's not boring. I think actually that's the best thing I can tell someone. You may not get it, but you're not going to be bored.
I wish I saw this in the cinema, though. After, you know, like everything that you just said, I wish we had an opportunity to see this on the big screen, because it would have been something else. There's a lot in the movie that creates like a vibe and an atmosphere. And I think watching it in the cinema, being stuck in a cinema with these people, would have made it like 10 times better. Because there is this like constant foghorn in the background that's like just repeats itself again and again. And Robert Pattinson's character like hates it from the beginning. He hates the sound of it. And I think that if you heard that with big speakers, like in a cinema for an hour and 44 minutes, it would have sort of like, it would have made you slightly insane, which would have made the experience better in a way.
I think just being stuck in a dark room watching this on a big screen would have been fantastic. And but yeah, I mean, that doesn't change the fact that you can watch it now. And I would encourage people to, simply because if you're the kind of person who likes talking about film, not just watching films, but you enjoy after that being able to go around and disturbing people saying, listen, watch this, let's talk about it, then this is the film for you. If nothing else, you'll enjoy talking about it. So we've been talking today about The Lighthouse, which is a film that's directed and produced by Robert Eggers, co-written by Robert and Max Eggers, and starring Willem Dafoe and Robert Pattinson.
If that hadn't come through.
Just going all out. Just going
and
completely
some birds.
Mad. And some birds. Yeah, and a cistern. Okay, so if you are planning to watch The Lighthouse, if you've seen it, WhatsApp us your thoughts. We would love to talk to you about it. 018-789-8899. You can also tweet us at BFM Radio and write to us at movies@bfm.my. If you'd like to reach us on social media, you can find us on BFM Popcorn on both Twitter and Instagram. This is Popcorn Culture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.